Kum lerna blak mudder we're up to Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph, the Machlekes in the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Moshe Tevius last night asked me to explain in the Shir Netz Yisro, they were talking about Beis Shammai says that the reason why you make Kiddush HaYoyim first and then Bar Paragafim, because Kiddush HaYoyim calls you to wine. What about you already make Kiddush and Shul? We already touched on this yesterday. So what basically we said is, according to Beis Shammai, it's perfect. You make Kiddush Shul, but you have to make Kiddush again on wine with the Rabbanon. So therefore, the only reason why you're making on wine is because Kiddush Rabbanon. However, the problem is, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, because Tadish Eino Tadir Tadir Kaidim, where Paragafim comes before Kiddush, since Kiddush is Kiddush Hayyim is Mahatayda, what kind of Tadir, how can Tadir Bar Paragafim override a mitzvah in the Tadir? So we answered that you're right, it's exactly that. Because they've already made Kiddush and Shul, it's only Midrabanan. So now making a bracha bar paragafim is Midrabanan, making Kiddush is Midrabanan, so therefore it can push it away. But the three different opinions that say that Kiddush and Shul you're not Yetzer, and therefore making wine, Kiddush and wine is Midrabanan, either the Minchas Chinuch Shus Yaakov, who says because you have to say Yetzir Mitzrayim. And since we don't say Yetzir Mitzrayim by Kiddush and Friday night, you're not Yetzir Mitzrayim there. Or like the Mishnah Berurah says, because Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah, and you don't have Kavanah when you daven for Kiddush. The Prima Godim says that once the Rabbanu come along and say that you have to make it on wine, then you're not even Yetzir Mitzrayim based on taste and Sukkot of Gimel. So then, those three different schools of thought, they have a problem in the Gemara here. How does Tadir come ahead of a mitzvah of the Tadir? This is a right to the Rambam, Magnav Ram, the Alter Rebbe, who says that making Kiddush in Shul is Mahatayda, and at home you're only making Kiddush with Rabban, which brings in the question of Yehuda and Shus Yaakov and all those other ones which we talked about a long time ago. How can you make Kiddush for your wives? But let's go now to the Gemara of the Beis, Amud Aleph. We are up to the middle explaining over here the Machlekes of Kiddush. I'm finished there. Where are we here? We're left in the base of an olive. We're up to two lines on top. Savri, you're telling me that Beis Shammai hold Birchas Hayyim Adifa. You're telling me that Birchas Hayyim is better. So you first say Kiddush, and then you say Bar Paragafim. V'hatanya, didn't we learn that Hanichnes LeBeis B'Motzei Shabbos? If you come home Motzei Shabbos, Mevorech Al Hayayin. This is the bracha you should make. You make bracha on the wine when it comes to Avdola. The bracha on the wine, Vala Moed, and then on the candle, Bar Paragafim. Then on the candle, Vala Psamim. In our Mishnah, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel say that the Moed age come before Psamim. Not like the way we do it. We'll see later where we get our meaning from. The Achakach, and afterwards, Oymed Havdolah, only after you say Havdolah. Now, it says there, if you only have one cup, and a cup for benching, and so on, Menichel La'achar HaMazon, you leave then, you eat, and then you have one cup for benching and Havdolah. U'mishal Shekulun La'acharav. From here, some of the Shani will bring a daya that you make your bench, even on your own, you still need a kois, not just when you have a minion or three, because it's right here. That you're one person, then you're Mishaosh Nekul Acharav. Number one. Number two is, how can you eat before Avdolah? Rabbi Yimi went to sleep at night, he didn't have Avdolah. So some of the Shayim say, and seems to say as well, that I read about that when do you say not allowed to eat before Avdolah if you know you're going to have wine soon? But if you're not going to have wine tonight, you're allowed to eat without Avdolah. And other Rishonim say, no, you're not allowed to. But it's talking about over here that you ate Shalosh Shudas and it went into the night. Like it happens here in Shuls. So therefore, you want a bench with a cup, and then what do you do? Now, so what do we say from here? It clearly says in the Braise, when it comes to Havdalah, you make Bar Paragafim before Havdalah. Says your mother, who told you this is Beis Shammai? You're asking me Kasha Beis Shammai from a Braise that's anonymous. Well, my Beis Shammai, doing Beis Hillel, maybe Beis Hillel, he says, I don't think so. Tony, it says, Moir Vakach Samim, it says here, Moir and then Samim. Now remember, this is our version of the Mishnah, they both agree to that. But Rabbi Huda's version of the argument of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they argue on this very point. Which comes first? Moir Eisha, Boidim Samim. And we follow Beis Hillel, says Boidim Samim first. And because this Braise says Boidim Eish first, obviously this is Beis Shammai. Uman Shammai, like these, the High Swarah Beis Shammai, who holds that Boidim Eish comes before Samim Beis Shammai? The Tani Milan Dabri Yudal Echel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Mazan, Shebet Chila, there's no argument. Rabbi Huda's version is as follows. Everyone agrees that the Baruch Ham benching comes first. Al Havdolah Sheba Seif, and Havdolah comes at the end. Aman Nechelku, all the argument is about Hamoir Valab Samim. Beis Shammai says, Moir comes before Samim, Beis Hillel says, Samim comes before Moir. So we see clearly from here, this Braisa says that Moir comes first, it must be Beis Shammai, in Rabbi Huda's version of the events. So, and Beis Shammai, and yet you see, say Bar Paragafim before you make Havdalah. Says the Gemara, "Maide Beishamai, who told you that this over here, this Braisa?" It goes according to Yehuda's understanding. The Machlekes Beishamai, so therefore you decided it's Beishamai. Believe Yehuda. Dilma Beisil, believe Meir. Maybe it's a Meir's version of the argument, which both Beisil and both Beishamai agree that Meir comes first, and this Braisa happens to be Beisil, because Beishamai holds that Berperi Gufin comes at the end. Lo yisak date. Tony Hocher says here, Masis and Beishamai says, because our Mishnah is because Beishamai holds Neir comes before Mazon. And then Psalm of Dollar. Beis Hill says, Neir of Psalm of Dollar. But Hassan Bebraisik Tani, yet the Braisik clearly says that Muslim is first, which means the Braisik clearly discounts the Meir's version of the Homachlaikis. Imainle Elokoisecha, one cup, Manicha Lachar, a Muslim. First is benching, and then you do the Havdalah Bart. Umishal Shakun Lachar, Shmam, and other Beisham, Yili Rabbi Yehuda. Definitely this Braisik does not follow the Meir's version at all, because the Braisik has benching first, and the Meir's version is everyone agrees that something comes before benching. The question is only what. So therefore, it's not Beisham, it's not it's Rabbi Yehuda's version. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda's version, it can only be Beis Hillel, because it says Psamim before Neir. It must be Beishamai, because it says Neir before Psamim. And yet, Berperi Gufin comes after Avdolah. So how come by Kiddush we say that Berperi Gufin comes before Kiddush? How come by Kiddush he said, no, Kiddush Hayyem Adiv? And by Avdolah, if it's Beishamai, he should hold it Avdolah Adiv. In other words, why are you making, why are you drinking wine now? Because of Avdolah. So the same Cheshbon, the wine, Berperi Gufin should be made after make Avdolah, after Mavdi Mekiddush Lechel. Shmavi Beishamai, Libra Yehuda, come on Kasher. And for the Gemara, there's a difference between Havdalah and Kiddush, even though they're both the same, they're both Maha Torah, according to the Rambam, they're both exactly the same. And nevertheless, it goes as follows. Kosavri Beshav holds shiny Iyuli Yoyme Ma'afuka Yoyme, the difference between Friday night and Mitzvah Shabbos. What is that? Iyuli, of course, Friday night, Kamad de Magdimin Mele Odif. Friday night, the earlier we can bring it in, Mitzvah Shabbos, the better it is. So therefore, we want to make Kiddush HaYom first, because we said before that Shabbos comes before the comes in first. So we make Kiddush and then we make Berperi Gufin. And could that bring in the Shabbos? When it comes to Havdalah, we want to delay the Havdalah, because Tzeis Shabbos on the other end as well. We want to keep Shabbos. So first make Berperi Gufin, gives us an extra half a minute there, or whatever it is, of Shabbos, and then we make the Havdalah part. Okay. And what the reason is, because if we make Avdolah first, it sounds like we're happy that Shabbos is over. We're trying to delay it to show. That's his cheshbon. Sorry?
We're talking about a second and a half.
It depends how fast you say. If you do a Shlomo Kabbal's version of Avdolah, it takes a very long time. Says the Gemara, the Savri, it's more token thing. Shaloh Yehei Olav Kamas. It could be seconds, but nevertheless.
Shalom, can you pick up your guitar before you've made the bracha?
I do. It's actually very nice. You should hear it. It's very nice. Let me have a dollar there. Second word, the Savri Beishamai. So you're telling me that this goes according to Beishamai. And Beishamai L'chayda them hold by benching. You need a cup. Bechadam Ozen to the Kois. You're going to tell me that benching requires a cup. But now we learned Bolehem Yain La'acharam Ozen. We learned what happened when wine comes after they finished eating. During the meal, they didn't have any wine. It came afterwards. When they finished the meal, right before benching, they started bringing wine. Remember, before they had a custom that after dessert they used to bring wine. This is the Yain Achar Mazon, but Rashi always learns. So it says here, if the wine came after you finished eating, Imein Shamelo Isakoyz. Oh, this is only a cup of wine you have. Should you drink? Should you make a Berperi Gufin on the wine before the benching, or should you use it for benching? Whatever. It says Beishamai Mevorech Al Yain. You make a bracha on the wine, and if you make a bracha on the wine, probably you drink it. And the Achikach Mevorech Al Mazon, and then you make a bracha on the benching. So what's clear from here? That you don't need a kais by benching. Otherwise, how would he allow you to drink wine before benching? You have wine. It's the only cup you have. Wait till bench. So you bench. It's clear that Beisham Mechal doesn't believe that Mavich HaMazon requires a kais. My lad Mevorech Alayu V'shosla. We're assuming if you made a bracha, you had to drink it. Saying, well, I know. The Mevorech Alayu, the Beisham is telling you can make a bracha. And what? And Umanechle. And leave it till after benching. How can you do that? No, we know if you make a bracha, you have to taste straight away. Well, you can make a bracha now and delay it till after benching. The toyim leitaka tasted. Freddie Gemara, if he tasted it, he just ruined the wine. Didn't we learn that if you taste it from the wine, let's say somebody tastes the wine, you cannot make kiddush on the balance of the cup because you're paygim it for benching a kiddush and avdolah. We learn Rabbi Pesachim that you're paygim it. Some of the Shani want to say that maybe you don't even make a bracha by Berperi Gufin once it was very pogum. But the Taser brings it that Rashbam and others say it's only by Kiddush and Avdolah when it's a mitzvah. It's not chashu for a mitzvah, but bichas and any, you will have a no without making a bracha. Says Some say it says bring down. Some say you have to actually put a little bit of water in there, so that's like even for Bury Peregoffin, so that it should like be a new cup.
Didn't we have that yesterday?
When you're talking about the 10 things for that volume, the pogrom does come into it. That's not pogrom. Pogrom means somebody already made kiddush on this cup and drank a little bit. Now you take the cup and you want to kiddush on this. You can't. You have to add more wine to it to make kiddush on it. And you have to, so they have to, you have to either pour back or you add a little bit of wine or you pour a little bit. That's how you do it. But some say about even to make a prayer guffin, just stam, nothing with kiddush and avdallah. It's pogrom, so you add a little bit of water. Says the Gemara, Salachayda, if you drank a little bit of that before benching, how can you use it for benching if you're supposed to use it for benching? The Torn Lebiyada, he poured a little bit into his hand, he didn't drink it in his mouth. Says the Gemara, the moment you pour a little bit out, you're already lacking your shir. It's less than a shir because you tell me that he only has one cup, which means he has exact amount. The moment you spill a little bit out, you no longer have the shir for benching. Who told me had? Nobody said he had exactly the vias. He had a bit more than the vias, but not enough for two cups. But he mentioned only had that one cup. Name today lo have mechad nafish. Not that he didn't have a bit more than one, just didn't have enough for two. But Tana Bchia Beshamay says the vorech layayim v'sheseyu. Beshamay says you make a bracha on the wine, you drink it. Clearly you drink it. Va'achikam v'vorech hamazon. In other words, this clearly holds Beshamay. You don't need a cup by benching. So what do you tell me the Braise is Beshamay in the home pupil there? You only have one cup and you have benching and Avdol. Beshamay holds you don't need a cup by benching. There are two opinions about Beshamay holds you need a cup. The first Braise holds Beshamay holds you need a cup of benching as well. And this Braise holds you don't. Says you want to write Beshamay. I mean, now goes the laws of Tumah. Quick introduction. When it comes to the law of Tumah, we learned already you have the Avi Avos, you know, the corpse. Then you have the Ava Tumah, someone touches the corpse. Ava Tumah can metame anything. Then you have a Rishon Tumah. The Ava Tumah touch something becomes tummy. Katie, whatever it is, becomes tummy. Is only a Rishon Tumah. A Rishon Tumah can only metame food and drink. And a Rishon Tumah becomes a Sheni. And a Sheni is the end of the line when it comes to food and drink for Chulin. But for Trumah, there's one more Shlishi. And for Kutcher, there's one more Revi. The Chachamim came along and said that Mashkin, we were geizer that Mashkin becomes a Rishon. Even if Mashkin touches a Sheni, we treat it with Rabbanan like a Rishon. Because the mashkin of Azov and Azov are like Avatumah, so we're very machmer. And then we made another chumrah. That even though Oichel mashkin cannot be betame behestas, kalim, but if mashkin touches the back of a klei cheres and the back of the keli becomes tame, not the inside of the keli becomes tame. Again, because the mashkin of Azov, if it lands on the keli becomes tame, so we're going to be machmer. Bear those two things in mind.
Is that
something like cheres or stomach? Stomach. So the mashkin comes addition, so two gedalos. Mashkin comes addition, even touches the sheni, and mashkin metame the back of a keli. Now, you'll understand the machlekes Shaman Hillel about washing your hands. Do you wash your hands before you pour the wine, or do you wash your hands after you took care of the wine, and now you're about to eat your meal? Something about, okay, Shaman says, the Braises are going to fill in everything the Mishnah left out, which basically said nothing. Why are they arguing? The Mishnah said, why is it that Bishamah have to wash before you pour, you mix the wine? And Basil says, no, wash afterwards. What's going on here? So the Brais explains. Tell him I'm glad. Bishamah says, first you wash your hands, and only afterwards do you pour the cup. Why? Now remember, another thing is, your daim shnei saying, we always assume that your hands are a sheni lutuma because you touch parts of your body that it shouldn't be touching. So, why? If you are going to first pour the wine, maybe your hands will get wet. We are worried. We are worried. If mashkin falls behind the cup, when you're pouring wine, you can't only get it inside. Sometimes it splashes a little bit outside. So achoyde kais is wine. And we know that that a sheni, anything which passes trumah, which is a sheni, takes mashkin, makes a tchila, and also takes mashkin and allows it to metame the back of the keli. And what's going to happen then? So even though you wash your hands, now that your hands touch the back of the keli, which is wet, your hands will become tummy. And then you need bread, and all the food you eat at the table will become, your hands will be a sheni, will become tummy for trumah. And Beshameh holds you're not allowed to use a cup that the back of it is tummy. So therefore, you need to wash you need to wash your hands before to make sure your hands are not tummy. Says the Gemara. Right? So we're worried that if the back of the cup is wet and your hands are tummy because you didn't wash your hands, it will make it, your hands are going to make the water, because you're dying mashniyasein. Your hands are going to make the water addition. The addition is going to make the back of the cup tummy. And then the back of the cup is going to, you know, is tummy. It's going to make your, because addition is going to make your hands tummy again. And then you are going to, what do you call it? Metami, everything that you touch. The yachzu v'yitami is a kais. And then what's going to happen, what we're worried about is that some of the wine that's splashed outside the cup is going to come inside the cup. And it's going to metame the contents inside the cup. Ready, Gemara. Will the tame you down the cup? What do you need the whole pulpa for? Your hands are rasheni. So they're going to say, your skin, your hands will touch the back of the cup. Who cares if it's wet or not? The Gemara says, no, your dime is only shnia, saints. And the Gemara lays down the rules. Your dime are rasheni. And the ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulun. The sheni does not make a shlishi. Elai de mashkin. Only there's liquid there because the liquid becomes a rishon. Okay, so that's why. What do you call it? Yeah. That's the sham. Ubesil. So how come Ubesil says you don't have to wash your hands before? You should make sure your hands are not tummy. Then you touch the wet cup. Ubesil moizgin as a kais. First you wash the cup. Then you wash your hands. Why? You wash your hands first. Gzeri, we're worried. Shema yitmu mashkin should be yadayim. Because the mashkin in your hands were not going to be totally dry. What happened? Your hands are not totally dry. So therefore, yeah, your hands will have a liquid machmas hakois. Let's say that the back of the cup will be wet, and the wetness will touch your hand. Since your hands are not totally dry, there's a little bit of water left in your hand. So then, what happens? Your machmas hakois, the yachzu v'yitam b'sadaim. It'll make your hands tummy again. It'll make your hands tummy again. Since the keli is tummy, you're talking about the keli is tummy. We're worried about that this cup over here is, we're worried the cup itself is tummy. And your hands are not dry. But you want your hands dry because it's a little bit wet. And you're going to touch the back of the cup with wet hands. So therefore the tumor will pass onto your hands and make you tummy again. You wash your hands, but you'll become tummy all over again because your hands have little droplets on them. And you'll become tummy all over again because you touch the back of the tummy of your cup. We're assuming the top of the cup might become tummy. Mashenka, if you wash your hands afterwards, you're not touching the cup, there's no problem anymore. Yeah. So the Gemara.
If your hands become tummy afterwards,
but then you can't. Yeah, but you can't eat then the food. We're worried about the whole time. We're worried about the people eating truma on the table or whatever it is. We don't want you to continue being tummy. And the mashkin on your hands are shiny, your hands are shiny, but it'll become tummy the whole time. That's why we're washing hands in the first place. We don't want a shiny by the table. We want a oichli tara. We want people maybe truma there. Otherwise, why wash hands at all? So be a shiny. Who cares? Because we're worried about the srach. It's called srach truma. That's why we wash the bread every day. Srach truma. You have to always be zoy. Yeah. So you invite. So basically, I'm going to close back and I'm going to die. Watch and first, Xayda Shemit, Mashkin Vidayim, Machmas Akois. Your hands might be a little wet and it will come to me because of the Kois. Vyakhsi, Tamas Vidayim. And then, what's going to happen? Your hands come over to Hummer again. Come to Hummer again. Freddy Gemara, when you Tamas Kois Vidayim, why doesn't the Kois just, if your hands are dry, why doesn't the Kois Matami hand if the Kois is Tami? And Kaili Matami Adam. You know, a Kaili cannot be Matami a person. Even though the Kaili might be a Rishon, it cannot be Matami a person. When you Tamas Lemashkin Shebatachi, but the keli should be, if the keli outside is tummy, why doesn't the keli inside become tummy? And assuming it is, and the keli inside is tummy, the keli definitely can be tummy the mashkin. Forget about your hands. You drink forget about your hands. You're just drinking the mashkin, make you know all that will make your tummy. She says, what is it? Talking about a keli, it's possible that only the outside is tummy, not the inside. So the inside of the keli is not tummy, the wine is not tummy. How is that possible? That is through mashkin. The toichei toy, the gabay tummy. If mashkin touches the back of the keli, only the back, it's only gzeid rabbanon. So therefore, only the back becomes tummy. It's not. Keli shim achoyde v'mashkin achoyde tummy, only the back is tummy. Toichei v'oignoi v'ozna v'yadot all toy. Every part of the inside and the handle and all that, they remain toy. Nitma toicha, but if the inside becomes tummy properly, then nitma kul, the entire keli becomes tummy. The ma'ikim, what's machlekes? Very simple. Beis Hillel is worried the keli itself is tummy. B'shamay is not worried about the keli being tummy wine. B'shamay savri osur lihishtamish bekeli shenitmu achayde b'mashkin. He says you're not allowed to have on the keli and the table chatchila tummy the keli. Don't if you have a tummy keli and those outside, don't have it on the table. So once you wash your hands, I'm not worried about anything. And why taka shouldn't have it on the table? Because we're scared that some of the wine inside the cup is going to splash the outside and it'll become tummy from the back, and then it'll be tummy hands and all that. Gzeida mishum the tzutzis. The lema, the lekel, the migze, and I'm worried. Shema yitmo amashkin should be a dying become. I'm worried that your hands, if you wash your hands first, there might be some droplets on it, and then become tummy and so on and so forth. You wipe your hands properly. I'm not worried about that. However, Basil says, he holds you a lot after the keli sitting on the table. So if you're going to wash your hands first, it's going to help him because there might be a few droplets on your hand, and the keli is tummy, it'll make your hand tummy. He holds you a lot to have a keli on the table that the outside is tummy, not the inside. I mean, the sutras, let's be worried that that some of the wine internally will drop on the outside, and therefore it will become tamei and so on. But shkich is not coming. People are careful. Vehicle and meicha shema. Of course, your kosher shoes. You know, we said before that you have to have a kosher molly, and some people are machmir, and other people say no, it's baltashkes, so therefore they leave a little bit less. We have two opinions. We say no baltashkes because it has a good cause. For good causes, no baltashkes. In fact, people ask how can Yalta break the 400 barrels. We learned in the Gemara that there are some people used to break plates. Lahatul a musa al abesa. Baba Kamala, they used to take to make sure the family has respect for him. He would break plates against the wall. And they will ask baltashkes. But when you have a purpose, an outcome to come out of it, baltashkes is waste. Time for the sake of waste. And she had a purpose there, respect for women. Respect for women, even though it was not her husband's fault, he did nothing wrong here, but he should have stood up for her. He didn't stand up for her enough. So a lesson for all husbands: stand up for your wife. That's no batashkes, right?
It's not that he didn't say it; it's the way he didn't say it.
Right? Wasn't emphatic enough. Even though he convinced Ula to send another thing of wine, he said it was all fluff. He went right to yeah. The eagle makes him eat more mashkes. We're not machas that close. Another reason Basil gives it is take it to the diamond. So right after you wash your hands, you should have the meal. If I don't want you to wash your hands and then start playing around with the wine. Rashi learns that this Hogemar is talking about stamp during the week. You know, you want to have a meal. But the Rif learns that this is talking about Shabbos. This is talking about Shabbos, that whether you wash your hands first before Kiddush, then Kiddush, and then you, which is what the Yekka do, some other people do as well, and then we'll ask for Chayyid that Shittas Beisham according to the Rif. How can they do the Minig? And then it's already talked about Nachrein Shulchan Aruch. The bracha taken to Sadaim Sudha. Basil gives a second reason. Right after you wash your hands, you should have a meal. What do you need a second reason for? Hachikamalu. Basil Bashame. Liditchu, according to you, Damrit, you say, Osulishtamid Bekeli. You say, you know, there's no problem washing your hands first because you're not allowed to have a Keli on the table. Shachoyd of Tumeyi. You say, you're not allowed to have on the table a Keli with your back is tumming. You're worried. Zaydin, Zazin, Mashun, Tzutz, Phil Hachi. Nevertheless, Hardy, for my way is still better. You know what? For another reason altogether. And that is the take of Zidayim Sudha. Right after you wash, you should eat. Don't have it in between a Meziga. It's a hefsik. We had a few takers before. One of them was taken down from his line with Suda. Said the Gemara Beshamim, and another machlek we had about Tumah. Beshamim says that you wipe your hands, and the question is, where do you put your towel? So Beshamim says you wipe your hands, this is before the end of the meal, you wipe your hands, and you place it on the table. And Basil says you place it on the cushion behind you. What's going on over here? We can talk about the leave, people have crumbs on the table. And you're supposed to clean up the crumbs, or on the floor, you're supposed to clean up the crumbs. When they take the table away, suddenly the crumbs become exposed on the floor. It's pasnish to bench for all these crumbs. So you take it away. But when is it baltashka? So you wash your hands before you bench. By machreinim, you're going to ruin these crumbs. So when is it baltashka? Only if it's the size of a kazayis. If it's less than the size of a kazayis, there's no baltashkas. So you're allowed to pour water over it. There's no hefse, there's no baltashkas. So the question is, does the butler, the waiter who cleans up, does he realize that difference, does he know that distinction, and he'll take away all the big pieces and leave the small pieces, or not? The question is, are you going to have a waiter, a talmid chacham, or not? That's the bottom line. So the machlek is whether, some people say you have to, when you bench, you should have a loaf of bread left on the table. Some people want to bring it out for me, you're not supposed to, so you're supposed to clean up all the crumbs. And others say, no, that's talking about in those days, they took the whole table away. So all you really had left was what's on the floor. And we're talking about on the floor. Not if you leave the table on there and you have a bread. You're not going to wash over the bread. Right? It says you should have a little bit of the bread there. Okay, let's continue. Don't know what we learned. B'sham says, mekanech yodah b'mapah. You wipe behind the towel. U'menich ha'l shuri, place it on the table. Why? Shiva ha'tayim and ha'l we put it on the cushion. Gzeid, I'm worried. Remember the mashke, the towel has some water on it. You just, yeah, shema yitamu. And we'll get to the crumbs later. Sorry, I jumped ahead with the crumbs. We're talking about here the towel itself is wet. So we're worried. We're worried. The crumbs is the next machlekes. I jumped too soon. Here we're talking about what we worried about bekabel tuma again. Remember, mashkin becomes a rishon. So the towel is going to have droplets of water on it. So he says over here that shema yitamu mashkin. Since you wipe your hands here, there'll be water on the surface of the towel. And we're worried that shema yitamu mashkin shebemachma machmazar kesses. If you're going to put it on the back of your chair, maybe the towel become the mashkin on the towel become tamei because of the chair. Because we're not going to cheer itself, might be tamei. But yachz will be tamei shadayim, and then it'll be metamei your hands. And if you ever use it, you know, during the meal, you used to wipe the hands all the time. And if you're going to wipe every time you wipe your hands, you put it on the cushion behind you. The cushion behind you might be tamei. The droplets on the towel will become tamei. And the next time you wipe your hands in the middle of the meal, your hand became tamei again. So what's the purpose of washing with bread? The whole idea was washing with bread is your hands should be tired, and you're keeping on making it tamei. The shulchan, I'm worried. I'm only worried about the kesset behind you. If you're worried that the cats is the tummy, who needs a towel to be wet? When the tummy kesses the map, why doesn't the kesset itself metame the keli? So we already answered before. Ain't keli, ain't metame keli. A kli cannot be metame another kli. A keli cannot be metame. A keli only food and drink. So the drink. When the tummy kesses the gavra, what about the person itself? Again, the moral answer. Ain keli metame other. If a keli cannot be metame a keli, not be metame an adam, it can only metame oichel a mashkin. So therefore, since metame oichel a mashkin, we're scared that the kes itself is not a problem. The problem is if the towel is wet and you place it on the cushion behind you, it will metame the towel. And we weren't careful that the chair shouldn't be, you know, tame like a rishon or something, but we weren't worried about ourselves. A rishon is not metame a person. A person can sit on the top of the chair, which is a rishon or sheni. So we don't worry about it. But you put a wet towel there. Oh, it's wet. Wet will become a rishon, and then if the person touches it, he will become, his hands will become a sheni. Gemara Beisila, and Beisila says, "Ala kesset dafka, put it on the chair behind you. Shemat oimer ala shulchan, you put it on the table. Gzeira shem yitam mashkin, mapa mashulam mori. The table itself will be tamei, and the table will be tamei. The droplets on the mashkin, and the mashkin becomes addition, and then you wipe your hands on it, you will become tamei, but your hands will become tamei. Why is that? Because Hill holds that you're allowed to use a table which is tamei if it's a tumah sheni. Aye, what about truma? What do you mean? People might put truma on the table." Says the Gemara, the Yazri Tamas Oichlin, but Tamas Shulchan Oichlin, Shabbat Oichlin, what about the table itself directly? Hocha Beshulchan Sheni Eskinim. The table is not metame food, because the table is a Sheni, and a Sheni does not metame, only drink. They ain't Sheni Oichlin, Shabbat Oichlin, they're Mashkin. The Maikim, what's the Machlekin? The Shama Shavi Oslis Tamas Shulchan Sheni. The Shama says, you're just like you're not allowed to use a cup which is Tamas, you're not allowed to use a table which is Tumas Sheni. Gzeidim Shum Oichlin Truma, I'm worried about the Truma, because Truma Sheni does render it possible. And therefore, I don't want it at all. Why? Because oichle truma is this name, not just koinim. Avadim can eat truma as well, and oichle truma are as this name. They're careful, and if the table is tamei, they won't eat on the table. So, but I'll give you a second reason. Ain the tilis yadayim lechulin min atayda. He says, I'll give you a second reason. There's no tilis yadayim lechulin min atayda. So they're going to have to be so careful. Why are we worried about food and we're not worried about the hands, you know, by the table? I'm saying that the table is a shade, doesn't bother me. I feel hochi ha'adifa the ain the tilushadaim lechulim min atayda. You don't find any priests anywhere. In other words, if we're going to put it on the cushion, your hands are going to become tamei. So why aren't I worried? I'm not worried about the table. But why? So he says there's no precedent for the tilis yadayim anywhere for chulin l'tayda. So I don't have to worry about it. Is mutiv she yitamo yadayim the less leikim of the rice is better than mitami the hands, which is no basis for whatever in the tayda to wipe your hands. Yadayim shniyas and all that is only mitarabon. By yitamo oichlin and I don't want food to become tamei. The east leikim of the rice, which is leikim the tayda.
So tumas oichlin. Is an Indian
midrash, exactly. You clean up. Now, this is what I told you before about the crumbs, about cleaning the house. So, it's a bayi. First, clean the house back and then you wash your hands. Why? You know, so the crumbs shouldn't be there by the time you wash it. If you wash it first, you're going to ruin the food. My time, why? I should put it in the mission, sort of repeats it again. But the reason is because with crumbs, you'll get wet. Because I'll remove all those crumbs on the side of his eyes. Those which are less than the kazayis, you're allowed to destroy them. They're not choshev. There's no baltashkes there. The mic mifkli b'shil sov b'shil holds. Also, you're not allowed to use a waiter that's not modest. You should only seek out tamid chamim because they have to know halachas. And b'shame holds. And mutul l'shtamish b'shamish. I'm allowed to use shame modest. I'm worried. I'm going to be talking to Rabbuna. Bekula pirki in halacha b'shil. Bar maha. Everything that halacha b'shil except over here. We don't want you to. Why we don't need a waiter should be tamid chacham. And therefore, you got to be careful. Halacha b'shame. You swap the names around, leave the local bissel as well. You don't need a waiter or Talmud Chacham, and therefore it's a problem. So that's why you should first sweep up and then wash your hands. Came to house. Like we do today. First he made a bracha psami. Now Mishnah, they both agree that the Nair comes first. The only question is regarding Yain and Havdalah. Other things there. And Muzzin and all that. The time you learn Bisham, it says Nade Muzzin. You do Muzzin after Nade in between Bisamim. Abdullah Bisham says, no, Nade, you bunch them together, and then you do Muzzin Abdullah. But Nade and Bisham, they both agree. Nade is first. So what do you do Bisham first for? This is a Meir's opinion. Abu Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of their whole argument. He says, they all agree that Muslims first, while Abdullah Shiva Saif at the end. The order of Moir and Psamim. Bisham Eminim Alam Moir, Achak Psamim. First is Moir and then Psamim. And Bishil Eminim Bisamim Achak Moir. Psamim first and Moir. Omar Abi Yechon says, Nogu Ha'om Ke Bishil Ali Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon says that we all follow Bishil, but Rabbi Yehuda's version. Of course we follow Bishil. We said yesterday we follow Bishil. But in Rabbi Yehuda's version. Bishamim says, Shebora. What's the machlek if you say, Bora Boirei? Omar Ava Rava. Rava says, Bibora. This is one version. Rava says, Bibora. Others say it should be Rabba. Bibora. When is Bibbara Kula Pligid the Bara Mashma past tense? That you created light back then, you divinely inspired Adam to strike the two matches and to the two flintstones and to have fire. Ki Pligi Bibbara, is Bibbara present or is it past? Bisham is Bibbara the Osid. He holds that Bibbara is future tense. Lemivra, how can he say Bibbara he will create? It's already created. Bisham Bibbara not mean the Bara Mashma, Bibbara can also mean past tense. Moshe Rabbi Yosef, it says, what are you talking about? How can you say that Boyde means future? It says, Yetzer Oyd Uvoyde Choshech, he created, not in future. Or Boyde is constant. Present, a constant, but not future. Uvoyde Choshech, Uvoyde Choshech, Yetzer Horim, Uvoyde Ruah, Uvoyde Shmaim, Tehim, Elam Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, everyone agrees that body, body can mean past tense. Ki pligi, they're arguing actually past tense or present tense, but it's constant. They've just created the world over and over again. Well, they're arguing the moir um oide. What's the correct version? Moire plural um moir, because look, you have one fire, but it's a torch. There's only one fire in the thing, so you make a moir singular. The number of fires and the different shades in the fire. The many different fires, there's red, there's white, there's blue, all mixed into one fire. You don't make a bracha on the candle of a goy. I understand why the candle of something. I understand why candle shouldn't lay shavas. It didn't rest and from a malachas aveda. We'll see in a minute. Because the goy lit it on Shabbos. Rashi says in, everybody's perplexed. Rashi says over here that the goy did malachas in front of the candle. Well, the candle could have been lit on Friday afternoon. But the goy did malukarash here. Should leshavas me meleches aveda from a melach of aveda. So oivik gechavim oisim melacha leurei. That the goy did melacha to flight. It's fire. V'tanya lekamen oish leshavas. If it didn't rest, ein mevorchin olav. However, never the boy aveda. So no, the pshat never the boy aveda. The candle was lit on Shabbos. Rashi holds even the candle lit on Friday. But he did melachas. The goy in the garage was fixing his car.
So why don't we then require a nesh Shabbos for
Havdalah? We do. We'll see tomorrow's Gemara. Ela my time midloi. Ela psalm my time. What's wrong with psalmim? Gathering, which usually is for Avodah Zarah. It says later on in the Mishnah, we introduced the Avodah Zarah, and yet you can't use the psalmim. Why not? The Mishnah is one thing. Why Taka can't you use some matam and vochel on el of some shabbos? How come it's not made from levoy dezara? So now it comes to be levoy dezara, but also it's no shabbos. That's what I learned. Oish is shabbos, a candle that didn't do malach on shabbos. That means it was lit Mitzvah Shabbos, so Friday afternoon. Mevorchen alav. Aber shaloi shabbos, if it didn't rest, ain't mevorchen alav. My loish, what do you mean it didn't rest? What do you mean a candle didn't rest? So it's on the page. Ine maloi shabbos machmas malach. If you didn't, because you lit it on Shabbos, sounds like then afilu mimalacha de teira. Even if you lit it for a sick person, you're not allowed to use it for Abdullah, but Tanya, Oshachai, Oshachai, Mavarchin, Allah, if you did it in the permitted way, allowed to. Rav Nachman, my Shabbos, Misha Shabbos, Mimachman, Malacha, Savay. It's talking about a goy that he lit it on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to use that candle. It's a pelvic thing. What do you mean, Aved? What Aved did the goy do? Exactly. So the Rosh says the Pshat is because if a Yid would have done it, it would have been Aveda. So therefore, but what's the Svara? So this is the Rai, the famous Machlekes, the Alter Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and others. Is the, what's the Inyan of Shabbos? Is the Shabbos that the world should rest or that I should rest? Is it on the Chetzer or on the Gavra? And here you see clearly it's the Chetzer. Therefore, because if it's the Shabbos is that a Yid should rest, so what do you want from the Goy? He was 100% allowed to do it. In fact, Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So he's supposed to do these things. But if you learn that the Shabbos, the whole Yiddish world is supposed to rest, anything that Shaykh Hasid has to rest. So therefore, if a candle was lit on Shabbos, and now there's a connection between me and the candle later, since retrospectively this candle does not rest on Shabbos, it's a national Shabbos. It's a right to Al-Tareb that it's, and that's what Al-Tareb says, you can't have a shliach on Shabbos, a goy. Why can't you have a goy? There's no shlichas to goy. Because my world isn't resting. Tanimah, just to finish with Braise, Tanimah, we learned, as shoshis, if you have a glass lantern, shahoysed, lekes, vahelekes, kol ayyim kulay, if it was burning the Tai Shabbos, limoy tsoy Shabbos, mevorchin, Allah, you can make a bracha. Why? Because it was lit before Shabbos. But if it's lit on Shabbos, you can. Team tomorrow, mitzvah Shabbos.